Hello, welcome. I'm Deborah Cooper, one of the authors of the module. I'm joined here today by Dr. Alison Buckler and Dr. Liz Chamberlain, both from the Open University. They've joined me to talk about how they developed a research project on Zimbabwean girls who've dropped out of school. Liz, Alison, thank you very much for joining me today. Liz, I'd like to start by asking you how you came to choose this particular topic and why you thought it was important.
Thank you, Deborah. I thought, first of all, it might be helpful to explain the origins of the research and how it connects to a broader project that I work on. So I'm the academic director of a programme called SAGE, which stands for Supporting Adolescent Girls' Education. And this is a DFID-funded project, and DFID is the Department for International Development. And the project involves five consortium partners led by an NGO called Plan International. And it's just one of the Open University's international education development projects, which is based in Zimbabwe. And I thought it might be helpful just to give you a bit of context around the project. So we know that there are over 130 million girls who do not go to school. Most of them are in the world's poorest countries. In Zimbabwe, 20.1% of secondary school age girls are not attending school. So the SAGE programme, which is based in Zimbabwe, was therefore designed to reach over 16,000 out of school girls aged 10 to 19 over a 5-year period. And what we hope to do is to engage them with learning in literacy, numeracy, and English language learning. The aim of the acquisition of these foundational skills will be for the girls to really benefit and make changes in their everyday lives. For example, girls being able to go to the market to buy and sell produce and to be able to check their change to make sure that they're getting the right amount of change. What we know about the girls that we're working with in the programme, they're from the poorest districts of Zimbabwe, and these girls face a number of complex and independent barriers to accessing education, which include gender, age, religion, economic status, ethnicity, and disability. And we also know that girls' limited access to education is underpinned by a pervasive gender inequality. This research gives us a unique opportunity to match the programme to the girls' needs. We need to know about these particular girls, and one way that we can do this is to involve girls in the research process. For this small group of 11 girls we worked with in what we call the SAGE storytelling research, through a 5-day residential workshop, it was important, and possibly the first time that the idea that these girls' ideas and experiences have actually been acted upon.
Thanks, Liz. And Alison, can you tell me more about the importance of this study and who's going to benefit from it, please?
So this is a 3-year study of a group of 11 girls from across Zimbabwe, and the research is following them as they participate in the SAGE programme. We're now 1 year into the research, and this first stage form of a week-long storytelling research workshop, which focused on the girls' ideas about their future. A key part of the research was to find out more about the girls' lives to ensure the programme was as appropriately designed as possible. First, as Liz suggested, we wanted to know more about the girls' aspirations so we could tailor the materials to provide learning experiences that supported these aspirations and therefore help girls on the programme move onto pathways that could genuinely lead towards those professions. And as well as that, we wanted to develop the programme so it could expand these aspirations. One of the co-researchers on the team that was leading this research, Dr. Faith Mukwananzi, who's a Zimbabwean academic, has written about the aspiration horizons of young people in sub-Saharan Africa. And she writes about how many young people growing up in poverty are presented with a very narrow horizon of possible opportunities for their future. I think also we knew that formal school had not worked out for these girls because they had dropped out of school at some point. And so another key focus of the research was to understand more about their experiences of formal schooling and their reasons for dropping out. And this is really, really important because it's really crucial that the SAGE programme doesn't simply replicate formal school and then just provide another opportunity for girls to feel like life wasn't designed for people like them, or, you know, give them another thing that they have to drop out of and be in the same situation they are now, but even worse. And so we know from the literature that exists that a main reason for dropping out of school in Zimbabwe is a lack of money, and SAGE is free to attend, so this is a really good start. But we also knew that school dropout is really complex and nuanced, and it's not just about the money, even if that ends up being the final reason given for the girls dropping out of school. So we designed this research to really understand more about the events that led up to the point at which the girls dropped out. And then finally, while there's existing research about out-of-school girls in similar contexts that we drew on when we were planning the research and we were designing it, we'd noticed that much of this research was undertaken within the context of existing education programmes. And so what we were really keen to do for this first stage of the research was to engage the girls and meet them and learn about their lives before they joined SAGE, to find out more about their experiences without them feeling like they have to filter these through specific lens of the programme goals or shaping their stories to align with what they thought that we might want to hear. And we did all that using a storytelling approach that focused on critical moments in their lives where something happened that changed the course of the future. And we asked each girl to tell a story about this critical moment.
Liz, Alison, thanks very much for joining me today.